You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You were a happy fellow Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, I was. It was, you know, I was nervous through it all.
It's a hell of a game.
And when they won some of their earlier games, I had hope for Michigan State. But it couldn't have worked out more perfectly.
Than to lose to the rival.
To lose to the yeah. arch rival from 11 miles away. Oh. On the cusp of getting back to the championship game and having all that drivel written about him. It was fantastic. And Joe, this North Carolina team, Hubert Davis, first year's coach, former yeah. great player for them. And they were terrible in January and February. They got... The first time Duke played them, they beat them by 30. And they had a week when they lost to Pittsburgh, which lost at home to the Gophers. That's how bad Pittsburgh was. And Wake Forest, you know, also from the circle there, the triangle, beat them by 30 mm-hmm. in 1 week there. And everybody, we got the wrong guy. And something happened. And they got pretty good players.
How pumped up do you think that triangle was Saturday night?
Oh my God, man. Because there's, you know, Duke has got this national following, mm-hmm. but in Carolina itself, mm-hmm. it's Carolina.
We were in Myrtle yeah. Beach, and even down there, it was all North Carolina yeah, the whole time.
I mean, Carolina is, I mean, you got an NC State there. They hate Carolina because mm-hmm. they're the... You know, they're the old
right.
ag school, right. red, you know, they're the old redneck school. And then you got Wake Forest, who's, you know, private.
Not far away.
Private. They're right there. They're all within yeah. 10 miles of each other. But so they don't like anybody either. But Carolina, it's like Carolina owns the state. Mm-hmm. And so the Duke. Nationally, you know, they got their audience and they got their hardcores, but 90% of the people reacting to that game were pro Carolina.
So on Saturday, I was driving back and I was in Lexington, Kentucky mm-hmm. on Saturday
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Watching both of the games. There was a pub across the street from my hotel and I said, "Well, I'm going to go grab some food." And guess who the fine folks that worship the Kentucky Wildcats were cheering against? Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Duke's terrible. It was fantastic watching these people.
I told you that I was in Kentucky for when we were having the Final Four. What year did Leitner make the shot? 92. 92, I was there for the regional in Kentucky. But Kentucky was at Philadelphia. In the hotel I was on the 10th floor. And when Leitner made the shot to beat Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And the building moved. I mean, it was the screams, the agonized screams. I could hear them behind a closed door on the 10th floor. And the whole city was like, because it's nuts. The Kentucky, Kentucky is Tuscaloosa, Alabama, only bigger, you know. Mm-hmm. It's all they really care about is basketball. And to lose to St. Peter's, I can't imagine how much they wanted Calipari's neck because they thought this team had a chance to win it.
Mm-hmm. They remember how mad they were that they weren't a number one seed. because they thought they were the best team in the country going into the tournament.
they're nuts.
It was fantastic.
This St. Peter's team, Joe, threw a zone at them, and these guys looked like it was trigonometry. Right. They had no idea what the hell they were doing. And Calipari, he's got about one more year. They're going to run his ass out of there, even though they gave him a new contract.
Didn't I see that they Seton Hall hired him, the St. Peter's coach?
Yes, they did.
They did, okay.
Yeah. And did you see that all the St. Peter kids came over to the press conference and gave him a standing ovation?
Wow, I did not.
When the coach left, yeah. Because the coach
played at Seton Hall. That's what I thought.
And it's 5 miles away or something.
And he's going to make 10 times the money.
Yeah, Jersey City as opposed to, where's Seton Hall? Is that in Newark? I don't know. But they're right next to each other.
Right.
They're up there. And, they all showed up to cheer for him. So they knew it was a better opportunity.
Do you think's winning it tonight?
I think Kansas. I think North Carolina might have left it on the
They already
floor.
Won their championship.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a guarantee. But, Joe, the NCAA has been investigating Kansas now. The FBI, they were one of the ones that the FBI popped. And the NCAA has sent them a list of infractions, first-degree infractions. And meanwhile, Bill Self keeps rolling
along. Bill Self.
Honest Bill keeps rolling along. And usually I think the NCAA president presents the trophy to the winner, so it'll be the most uncomfortable thing since Roselle had to give the trophy to Al Davis. You know?
Well, why do they keep him getting investigated?
Because they do stuff to convince you to come there. Now, probably the violations from 5 years ago, which they're investigating, aren't violations anymore.
That's why I want to see an honest school like North Carolina win that title.
Yes, They wouldn't give somebody an illegal incentive.
How many goals does Alex Ovechkin have?
I'll look it up. You mean for his career life? For career?
Yeah, for life.
All right, I'll look it up.
Well, I think he's, he's not.
He's third. He's behind Howe and Gretzky.
Just passed Lemieux, right?
And he just passed Marcel Dion.
Got to get on that mic, brah. 766.
766.
Yes.
He ain't catching Gretzky.
Gretzky's got 894.
Yeah, he ain't catching.
He ain't catching Gretzky.
He just passed. I thought he passed Mario Lemieux.
I thought he
Marcel Dion, Brett Hull, Jaromir Jagr. He only trails Gordie Howe and Wayne Gretzky, but Gretzky,
he could catch Gordie Howe.
Gretzky has 894, and Alex has how many?
766 is what
Gordie
I have.
How many has Gordie got?
I don't know what Gordie's got.
Oh, wait, he has more than 766 because that's what Jagr had, so this list it might be a little bit old, but he's got, because he just passed Jagr.
I don't think he can catch Wayne.
No, I don't either. Because
he's got to be, what, 37?
That body and those personal habits, I don't know how much.
Doesn't he have the giant Italian meal before each game?
Yes.
From a certain place in Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Puts the big bib on, sits there by himself, and eats all this stuff?
Our boys handled them with ease last night. The first two shots go in, right?
Yes.
That was a holy mackerel game. 5-1 over the Caps?
Yeah, and the Caps need it. The Caps are fighting to not have to, avoid play.
Did you guys see the video?
In the playoffs, but I mean they want to finish higher.
The great video called the Dumba Taxi Service.
No, I didn't see it.
Zuccarello got. I'm assuming it was from last night's game.
Oh, towed to the bench.
Yeah, and
it was great.
Dumba towed him to the bench by pulling his stick.
Yeah,
because he couldn't skate over there.
These guys are good, man.
They are.
Tommy Reed's going to get a lot of that money back that he lost in the COVID and everybody else on West 7th.
Although he's mad at Joe.
For what?
Well, Joe declared back in, November, that they were going to play for a cup. And Tom said, the hell are you doing, Suits? You can't say that now.
I've not said it since.
I'm not sure they're playing for the cup, but they're going to be
around.
You know
what they're doing right now?
I think they'll beat Colorado because, we got the Flower and Talbot, and they got Cooper. Mm-hmm. You can't win the cup with the Cooper.
Yeah.
I liked Cooper, but there's a reason
not
he got rid of him.
Not to win a playoff series, right, exactly.
Yes. You know what they're doing right now, though? They're gelling.
Yes, they've regelled.
They've
gelled.
Then they didn't gel.
And then they brought in new
now
guys.
It's a new gel.
It's a regelling. Yeah. Yes, it's a regelling.
And
this gelling is better than the original gelling because they got better players since then. They got the second goalie, and they got the defenseman who's mean.
Delorier?
And then they
got
up. They got four guys that they didn't have before the regelling, so I think they're damn good.
And you got a new franchise point leader after last night, Kasparov.
Yes. Did I tell you what I did to the grandson?
No.
Big hockey fan.
Yep.
April Fools.
Oh, yeah. Oh no. No, you did not.
Send him a text. My goodness. Kaprizov has been ordered back to Russia. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. But while he was in school, so when he was on the bus home, he saw it, and he said, oh, no. Then about 30 seconds later, he said, oh, I get it, April Fool's. But my granddaughter, I got her because, they were 39-5. But they were 0-3 against Laverne, including Laverne beat him in the state tournament, and I texted her. Laverne has been found with two 14-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
Investigation underway. And she went hook, line, and sinker and told all her teammates about it. And
Ever since we said the Vikings were moving.
Yes, right. You've been afraid.
April 1, people are going to come and kill us.
Yes. Just one gentleman, but he sounded serious.
He did. Yeah.
Yes, he said.
Remind the audience of that story.
You guys better be kidding.
It was a Saturday morning that happened to fall on April 1st. The Vikings were still trying to get get the new stadium, so it didn't sound completely illogical. And we had my friend Buck Harvey.
Who was a buddy of mine.
Buck Harvey, we had the guy who played, but Buck Harvey was a real columnist in San Antonio.
Yep.
And I don't even think the internet was in full-fledged then.
I don't think so either.
So people couldn't go and check the San Antonio paper, but I said, my guy Buck, he's never wrong.
No, they're moving
San
to San Antonio.
San Antonio Express, the Vikings are moving to... and
the phones went crazy.
Phones went crazy. Channel 5... TV
got
station
upstairs.
Was getting so many calls, they wanted to come up and listen to the callers with the TV camera. And about 3 minutes to 11, some gentleman sounded like an ethnic minority, called us up and said, if this is an April Fool's joke, I'm going to come down there and beat the... out of both of you. And Joe and I said, we'll be back after the break with an update on this story. Then we came back and said,
we've rethought things.
We were, because that guy sounded like he might know
where. He said, if this isn't an April Fool's joke, I'm going to come down and get you.
Yes, right.
That's when we decided, we'll update this in just a moment.
Yeah, it was right before the break, so we waited until after the break and then said, it was pretty good, though, because it was the circumstances were such that it made it not logical, but
completely believable.
Completely believable. Yeah. The Reds had enough. Buck's reporting. There's our guy Buck, and that was
who was that? They called
Dawson.
In. Oh, okay.
Buddy of mine.
Okay.
Who was better than Buck would have been? He was sold it. He sold it completely. Yeah, I feel sorry for you up there, but we're real excited down here in San Antonio.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of San Antonio, did you see Eric Church, the big famous country music star, canceled his San Antonio show Saturday? So he could take his wife and kids to the North Carolina game.
Oh, really?
Yes. He's a huge Carolina basketball fan. And so he canceled a sold-out show in San Antonio and said, I know this is selfish, but I'm watching the Tar Heels in person against Duke.
So he probably has to...
all the tickets and stuff.
Instead of coming back?
Yeah, I guess that was his plan.
Well, I suppose if you wanted a refund, he'll be back,
right.
Supposedly. So.
Pat, you've played Giants Ridge, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
The
legend
in the
quarries? Three times.
It's as peaceful as any place you could find in the world right
Tell
now.
Me more.
Well, I'm going to. There's a 37-hole special all season long between June 4 and August 29. You get to play both the Legend and the Quarry on the same day. You get lunch thrown in. They also have a group golf rates. And Pat, this is new for you. It's now home to the largest lift serve mountain bike park in the Midwest. I want you to get up there and go mountain biking.
Hey, so what do you go up and then you hold on for dear life and come down?
That's true. You got 18 miles of purpose-built trails, including 10 lift-served gravity trails. The cross-country trails are great for the beginner and intermediate riders. Honest to God, they've got a. It's going to become the mountain biking capital of the world if it isn't already. But that's not going to eclipse two of the greatest golf courses in Minnesota, including Golf Digest Editor's Choice as the best golf resorts in the Midwest. The 25th anniversary of the Legend is coming up June 28. The Legend sparked golfing in northeast Minnesota. Soon after came the Quarry in the Wilderness. Find out much more. You can take those drone tours of the course. The flyovers at GiantsRidge.com.
And the Wilderness is in on this now, too. Mm-hmm. That's at Fortune Bay, right? Right next door?
Well, they're saying the development of the Legend really inspired the development of the Quarry and then the Wilderness.
The Quarry is right next to the Giants Ridge.
Iron Range has become a top golfing destination.
Louie enjoyed that course so much. Mm-hmm. To go up there and play, he damn near killed himself flying in. That's when they came flying in on the private plane and hit the thing and ended up upside down on the dock.
I don't know this story.
Yeah, Louis.
He came in by seaplane?
Yeah, he came in on floats, and I know they were in trouble.
Ooh.
But at least you know Louis would have been calm and wait for you to get out before him.
What if me and Louis were on a plane?
Oh.
We would have ripped the metal apart.
Yes. Right? That's a great. Those are great golf courses.
Speaking of golf, is Tiger seriously going to play?
He's going to play. Hell yes, he's going to play.
I don't think he'd show up there if he wasn't going to play.
Well, he'd be there for the dinner Tuesday, but he would have came in and quietly. Yeah. But obviously, when he was there last Tuesday, he decided that, okay, I'll try it.
Do you know, I read this morning.
If he makes the cut, he'll be a hero.
Yeah. If the leg was so bad, they were considering amputation.
Mm-hmm.
When he first got to the hospital in L.A.
That's what the legend is.
Well, he's lucky he didn't kill himself.
Right.
Yes, he should have killed himself. If he wasn't Tiger Woods, the luckiest man in the history of the world, he would have killed himself.
So really what's at issue for him is, can he walk it for 4 days? Because he won't take a cart. I don't know if they'd offer him a cart.
I don't think he can.
He said he won't play on the tour if he has to take a cart.
Well, he can't. Casey Martin took him to court and with his bad leg, and he got to play. But
because he's Tiger, do you think they might have said...
No, you can't do that.
You can't, no.
You can't do that.
Well, and he has said, I have to walk it. I'm not going to play otherwise.
Yes.
Yeah. And isn't it an awfully hilly course?
Yes, it is.
Very hilly.
Yeah.
Reavers, you cannot believe...
TV can't show you how hilly that is.
It can't show you how far down from the...
10 is like this.
Wow.
You can't show you how far down Amen Corner is from the clubhouse.
And then 11's like this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then you're down in the hollow.
Then you're down. Then you walk your way out. Yeah. Up the hills. Yeah. It was, I had a chance to play it.
You did?
I won the draw 1 year and said, no, thank you. I said, I don't need the, I don't need the look of disgust on the caddy's face. Yeah. That's what I really feared. Because you had to take a caddy, and you tip the caddy, and that's the whole thing. But I couldn't.
I'll just give him $20.
I didn't have enough money to tip what he would have deserved because they probably don't have it anymore. But it used to be a media thing, and everybody who played it said the caddies were just the modern caddies were just kind of jackasses. They didn't want you out there, and when you started hitting sideways, they were very upset.
Japanese press got every one of those slots to play it the year I was there.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't have a chance.
Really? Yeah, you could have played it in a respectable company.
No. Well, back then maybe I could.
I would have started hitting the flowers and what kind of flowers?
And they wouldn't let you walk in there either to get them.
No. Anyway. Yeah, this will be what an amazing weekend. We think that we're out from under with the Final Four. Yeah, I got the baseball opener.
Mm-hmm.
We got Minnesota versus Mankato State.
My Mavs.
You're not going to watch
Thursday.
That game, are you?
Oh, every minute of
Thursday.
It.
Thursday, and And then we got the Tiger, all and
got
Tiger.
The Masters.
Tiger has becomes the bigger story than the baseball opening.
Which now is already speculated will be Friday, not Thursday.
Yes, so supposedly
70% chance of rain.
30 degrees and snow. Or
that'd be something. A fun opening day.
It would be. Next day it's going to be a balmy 40 maybe, yep. But it might not be as wet. So
how do you like the boys' chances in the tradition-laden AL Central?
I believe it is impossible to make a prediction on this team because you have no idea if Buxton's going to play 140 games True. Or 60, you know. Mm-hmm. If Buxton plays, they know their pitching isn't good enough, but they'll win half of them if Buxton plays. If he doesn't play, they stink. Yeah. So,
and half of them might get you into an extended playoff.
Or it'll keep you, yeah.
Well, especially when, you know, what, 10 teams are not even trying to win right now. Yeah. Oakland now
well,
among them.
Not that many, but Oakland's number one. Oakland more than any. I don't think there's 10 that aren't trying to win. So, but there's, you know, several. And Oakland is, I don't know what Oakland, is Oakland trying to get Oakland so mad at them, so they'll take the offer off the table, so then they can move to Las Vegas. Is that what their what their motive is? I don't know.
I didn't think of that, but you're probably right.
I don't know
right.
what their motive. I got news for them. Vegas will not be a great baseball attraction town for them. First of all, it's 115 all
right.
summer, so you go. You got to get a dome.
Yep.
So you go. You get to be in. There's
but would they
too
be
too many indoor attractions in Vegas?
Would they be relying on the out of town teams?
Well,
then filling the place?
Supposedly they're going to build a damn thing on the Tropicana site or one of those places right off the strip. So,
Without securing a team first, they're going to build a stadium in hopes of attracting a team.
No, they're in negotiations with the
Oakland
A's, with
okay.
the A's. Yeah, yeah.
What's keeping the A's from leaving Oakland?
Nothing anymore.
Oh, okay.
They don't. I think their lease is year by year in the old place.
What would keep them in Oakland? A new ballpark?
Yeah, they've right down Jack London Square in there on the water. But I don't. I think the more they think about it, they don't want it. Yeah. You know, they want to go somewhere else.
Great baseball tradition there for a long time.
Oh yeah,
Reggie Jackson and the boys.
Oh yeah, so. Tommy Hall, I did a piece on Tommy Hall, who started the last rookie, the only other rookie to start the opener for the Twins. But I wrote about him for Sunday, but I didn't get this in because 69 was when the Boswell Allison fight took place at the Lindell AC, and I said. Tommy, were you drinking at the bar that night when the fight started between Allison, Boswell, and Martin? And he said, no, I wasn't there. But the next day in the clubhouse, I wondered why everybody was coming in with sunglasses on. said, nobody told me they had the fight yet. He said, first Allison came in, he had sunglasses on. Then Boswell came in, he had sunglasses on. Then Martin came in, he had sunglasses on. He was known as the Blade. You remember that, Joe? He was known as the Blade, and Allison gave him that nickname. He weighed like 140.
Is he really the last Twin starter?
Rookie starter in the history of the franchise going to the Washington Senators, going all the way back to 1901. So they looked it up. Originally, they said only the second Twin, but then they looked it up, and no rookie ever started for the Senators either. Because, hell, starting in the 20s, it was the presidential opener, so you would have your ace pitch that game, usually, because it was the presidential opener. So,
My whole Twins season will depend on Rocco.
whether he lets
him play or not.
Joe, don't even bother to turn on a game till May 1st. Because they're going to all have 15 pitchers. It's going to drive you insane. Oh. There's rumors the Twins are going to start with 16 pitchers.
You are kidding.
And 12 position players.
They're going to have 28-man rosters?
Until May 1st.
Oh.
Have any spring training games indicated they're willing to play a little quicker?
I
monitored
know.
A couple of games this last week, and it did feel that the pace had been...
More than anything, though, pitching changes take time. And with their starters not prepared to pitch five innings, even if they're getting them out, these games are going to be endless. Oh. They're going to be
endless. We got
endless
a box score for yesterday, or aren't we doing those? Here it is.
Yeah. How many?
250.
250. Well,
Twins 8, Baltimore 2. 2 hours and 50 minutes. I'll take 250.
Yeah, I watched, because I remember I watched the Phillies play somebody.
That's
and it
an
was...
exhibition game, so the between any breaks are about a minute and a half instead of four.
And it was at the Phillies Park's in Clearwater, right? Isn't that where the Phillies play?
Yes.
And I saw Bryce Harper put one over the damn freeway.
Really?
Oh. Was this when you were in Myrtle Beach?
Yes, sir.
And it was a bright, sunny day, and your lovely wife and your two sons head down to the ocean, and you stayed in the house, which views the ocean. You stayed in it to watch an exhibition baseball game.
Because I'm on vacation, right?
Wow. Myrtle Beach is supposed to be kind of the redneck luxury resort,
if
right?
If you wanted...
there's about 100 golf courses,
I was informed...
And if you show up in your plastic bag, they're fine.
Yeah, they don't care. Yeah. Bring your own beer. They love that. Yeah, I was told almost 200 golf courses in Myrtle Beach
by someone that had knowledge of
that area.
Oh, a lot of guys, Minnesota, the groups from the country clubs go down there and play.
To back up your point, Patrick, on one of our excursions, I think we were going to go play mini golf, the four of us were, and my 10-year-old son saw a billboard a couple of times, and he asked, "Hey, Dad, what's the dollhouse?"
Yes, yeah. Right.
And I said, "Well, buddy, that's a place where guys go to, relax.
To unwind."
Yeah, why didn't you tell him it's the dolls?
It's a place full of Barbie dolls and stuff.
Man, that's
right,
exactly.
True. Right. We ought to be, we just glanced over it, but that Mankato Gopher game Thursday night, fascinating, fascinating. Because
what time
Mankato,
is that
7:30.
I think Mankato's one is a 26 out of 27.
Mm-hmm. Are we at what used to be the Boston Garden?
And by the way,
TGIF.
You'll remember that the Mavericks ended the Gopher season last year.
But
to get to
these
Final Four.
Mavericks, I think you'll agree with me, don't have the firepower of last year.
Correct, but they are a much grittier team.
But their best team was 2020 because they had both firepower. But they do have the goalie.
Yes, they do.
So I kind of like the Gophers, but 2-1, 3-1, something 2-1, 3-2. It'll be close. Hastings is a phenomenal story for a guy like me who grew up in southwest Minnesota to see Mankato as a hockey. When you were there, when were you there?
I started in 97.
Did they have hockey?
What's that?
Did they have hockey by then?
Oh, God,
were they still in the old place?
They moved to the new building, I think, in 98.
98, okay.
I think.
Because the old place was,
The All Seasons Arena. That's where
All Seasons. Did you go to any games?
I went to one club game there and thought, this is where the Mavericks used to play.
Yeah. Well, I know that I went down there one year. The Jutting had they were still in the old place, so in the mid '90s, and they were having it. The first year they were in the WCHA, whatever that was, '95 or '96. He told me he had never successfully recruited a player that the Gophers wanted.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Never had he got one that the kid would say, "Yeah, I'll come there." And then the Gophers would call him and,
I guess I'm going to the U.
Yeah. Well, you can't blame him back then. But this is two former St. Cloud State Huskies. Mm-hmm. Matsko and Hastings.
Well, they're good buddies, too.
Oh, yeah. That whole crew is the guy up in Bemidji's, Saratori's. That's probably one reason that... that Hastings didn't go nuts when they decided to bring everybody back 40 minutes after the game ended.
Still ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, and he was going to the tournament as a number one seed anyway.
Well, so the problem, with this final, Michigan's obviously the team to beat in this. They have seven first-round draft picks.
Most of them are young,
But still.
Yeah. It'd be great. I'll take either one of those guys, Matsko or Hastings. They're both great guys. They're
me
both
too.
Great guys.
We haven't commented on Paige Buechers.
No.
They got soundly whipped, didn't they?
Were you there last night, Pat?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Those South Carolina gals.
They had some athletes.
Mean and nasty. That is it.
I don't know how to pronounce it. Yeah.
Aliyah Boston, their center, Joe. Yeah. 6 foot sore, four. A brick. And we had some officials that didn't mind if Aliyah had managed to throw somebody out of the way, grab a rebound, and put it back. It was the brawl of all time. Oh. They just beat the crap out of them physically. And they had at one point more offensive rebounds than UConn had rebounds. They had 17 or. And how about, did you see any of it?
Yeah.
Dawn? How about Dawn?
I don't remember Dawn.
Dawn, the coach.
Oh, yeah.
She's got the, she got the $4,500 Letterman's jacket that she got from some fashion place. She got the $1,200 sneaks. And she's, you know, Temple hired her as their basketball coach in 2000, and she played six more years of the WNBA.
Wow.
She was. Her off-season job was coaching Temple, and she took them. She was there 9 years, and I think they went to the tournament like six, seven times. But she's got what we call street cred. Mm-hmm. This kid, and that point guard number three from Destiny. Mm-hmm. And you know, as bad a name as Destiny is. We can't even spell it.
No, it's spelled
Destiny
incorrectly.
Anyway, right. It's even Destiny.
Got too many N's in there.
Destanni. Yeah. Destiny. Yeah. But she's from Fort Myers. Mm-hmm. I got to think same part of Fort Myers that Dion's from, because she looks tough, man. She looks like she's been through it. And she started that game. Okay, you guard Paige. Paige, the first quarter, could not take a step when that kid wasn't a foot away from her.
Wow.
It was
such an intense clicking night. I had the Wild, and then I was checking on the Grammys, and I was checking on the game. Mm-hmm. I tweeted, rarely tweet, but I tweeted, I think I'm tempted to watch the Grammys tonight just to see how embarrassing it could get. Well, it was conducted professionally and civilly.
And we got the guy from Ukraine to talk to us, right?
Now, Zelensky spoke.
What did he do? Do a Zoom?
No, he wasn't there.
No, well, I know he wasn't there. But
he did the Zoom.
He did the Zoom. Yeah. I didn't know. But
what's happening there now is hard to read. It's hard to take with these departing Russian forces leaving.
Even
this.
Tucker might be offended.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe Tucker might not be offended. Yeah. Who's he rooting for now? Is he still kind of trying to decide? Unbelievable.
I have a very good friend, who's a Tucker Carlson fanatic. I told you this trick is his kids play on him.
Yeah.
They call him the minute they know Tucker's starting his show to say, how you doing? Everything going all right? And, how's your golf game? And he said, fine, because he wants to watch Tucker. Mm-hmm. And so I texted him, and I can't repeat the language I used, but I said, your boy is an unmitigated bleeping idiot.
Yes.
And he said, no, he's very complex. You have to understand. I said, no, he isn't.
Wow. This guy is, I think we knew he was evil, but. I mean, you just turn them with kill anybody you want to. Kill anybody you want to.
Raping families and killing children. And you know why those are that's
oligarchs?
It's not a trained fighting force. It's kids off the street.
Well, what happened to their was he stealing all the money, military money or what? Why didn't they give the money to the military?
Bill Browder Bill Browder, the Red Notice guy, thinks the military's corrupt because, like every other bureaucracy in the Soviet Union, the money's been stolen from.
Well, how about Ukraine having the Russian military saying, what are these things flying in here and shooting at us that are unmanned? Mm-hmm. Everybody else has got, they got drones at any park, and they go over to Highland Park, they got drones. These guys are. They don't.
He's got a lousy army.
They were trying to ask China to give them some drones. God, what did somebody, when is something? Oh, God, who's going to kill him? Come on.
Something's got to happen, man.
The oligarchs. I said, I got another name for them, rich pricks. Why don't, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what they are.
Yeah.
And that's all stolen money.
Yeah, right. But it's great that their military is this rotten, but the trouble is he's got nukes and he'll shoot them.
What kind of deal do you think I could get on one of those yachts? Think I can swing it?
Yeah. Have we gotten our hands on any of them
yet? Yeah, you can get them. You're locked up.
Yeah. I mean, have we found...
I think we got one. Yeah.
We got, this is unbelievable. This is just incredible that he... Well,
one of the oligarchs had his boat built in Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah,
the
don't ask me how it got to the ocean.
But the problem here is we now know he's crazy enough to shoot a nuke, right?
Is he crazy?
Oh, I think he's crazy. Don't you?
He's immoral.
Yes.
Unethical.
I guess. But if he thinks he's going down, he'll have no...
If he's going down, he'll...
If he has no pretense about taking the world with him, he has no pretense about that.
Well, if that ferret-faced little word I can't say gets backed into a corner, we better know it ahead of time. If he's sitting in a room with his hand near the button...
Yeah. Somebody's... Yeah, you know, I am sure that he
looks
is.
Like Krzyzewski.
Yes, he does. He does. Yeah, you know, I'll admit this. I would much rather see Putin lose than Krzyzewski.
Yeah,
but
it's a Krzyzewski's close one for you,
not close, but Krzyzewski's number two.
He's two.
So
you are on this taking the bold stance that Putin is worse than Krzyzewski.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's good to know.
And more evil.
How can the world process this? How do you
look
at this?
I don't know. We've never. It's.
How do you look at this?
No.
Here, I'll just tell you something, Pat. This is just the latest subheads on the Drudge Report. Mm-hmm. Scenes of horror as troops retreat from Kyiv. Streets littered with bodies. Hundreds in mass grave. Swastika scratched on corpse of rape victim. Children used as human shields. Mayor executed alongside her husband and son. 15-year-old raped along with her mother. Massacre tests Europe's red lines on Moscow energy. USAC seizes yacht of oligarch. And that just goes on, too. It's grotesque.
Yes.
It's grotesque. How can this be happening?
I have no idea. And where did the idea that he's fighting Nazis? I mean, the Russians
are
stupider
than us.
That's
the BS he's telling his people.
Yeah, but how can they believe that?
Right.
They can't be that stupid.
Yeah, well,
you know?
They can if they want to buy potatoes.
Yeah, we're fighting Nazism.
Yeah,
huh?
Sure you are.
What?
Huh? Ukraine? Yeah. God almighty, it's incredible. I think our ability to shrug it off has amazed me and not be fully preoccupied with it.
But how do you not be?
Yeah. You gotta, you know, if you find out where he's staying, you gotta blow it up and take your chances that the next group is smarter, right?
I would think that would be the tact. But again, Joe's right. If he knows he's in a corner, that's when we have to be fearful of what's going to happen next to us.
Oh yeah.
Well, in theory, he's in a corner right now.
Yeah, he's now that
these morons have lost every tank they shipped there.
That's true.
Now he started bombing Odessa down there on the Black Sea, the nice city, because he's destroyed that one town down there on the Black Sea.
He wants the southern coast.
Yes.
And if he could somehow get that, he'd call that a victory.
The ports, he'd take over the ports. But then what happens? Once he's won, once he has territory, then what's happened?
Then he installs a puppet governor or mayor, a fake one from Russia, and he can claim that that's part of Russia now.
Like Crimea, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I think he's created quite an underground. Now, I don't know if there's as many good hills and caves and stuff to hide in as there is in Afghanistan, right?
Mm-hmm. No, there's...
But there's probably not, because you got wheat fields and stuff. But they're going to... Those poor old Russian troops are going to be getting picked off daily, right, for the next 10 years if they stick around there.
That's my other fear, that this won't end.
Yeah.
That this is just going to keep going.
Well, what is the
so peace, you got to dry up his finances.
The peace negotiations are...
Fake.
I know, because if you're saying give us back all our land and give us reparations for the billions of dollars of damage you did. And he says, no, we want the eastern provinces and the ports. This is not going anywhere, for God's sakes.
Is there a Ukrainian group of people who don't want to be Ukrainians?
Apparently,
the closer you get to Russia,
the ones over the eastern side, the Donbas or whatever. But I didn't realize Ukraine's second largest country.
Yep,
in Europe, next to Russia. But it is incredible. I don't know what we should have done. Do you? Should we jumped in there and started fighting with them right off the bat? I bet we had no idea how unprepared their military was. Do you think our spies had told us these guys are marching around like the, you know, when they say hut, hut, march, they go in the wrong direction, they run into each other and look like stripes?
This is worse than what happens a lot in Africa. This is genocide squared.
Oh, yeah.
How does the world watch this? And what time's the game on tonight?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's it makes me, I'm really worried about the future of baseball and all the pitching changes. Yeah, in retrospect,
there are larger concerns.
That's right. Unbelievable.
All right.
Somebody shoot the son of a bee. That's all I can offer today for my upbeat observation.
Very good.
That's a hell of a way to close a sports discussion,
right.
I think.
Yes.
Why not?
It's Reavers here for Josh Arnold. Mr. Money Talk is what he's called around these parts. Josh has been an investment consultant since 1978. This extensive career has given him the experience needed to manage your money in both up and down markets. Josh provides independent, personalized investment planning to individuals and small businesses, including retirement plans. Josh has been doing this for quite some time, and the thing that separates him from the rest is he will always give you straight talk and never sugar-coated advice. When you invest for yourself or for your small business with Josh, you get the same straight talk that you would expect from Mr. Money Talk. You also get an investment consultant who will work proactively with you to create a strategy that fits your goals. You can also hear him at the end of Garage Logic every Tuesday and Thursday with a full report. Give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation at 952-925-5608. That number once again is 952-925-5608. Or for more information, just visit his website, josharnoldinvestmentconsultant.com.
Peloton, let's go!
This holiday, with the right music and the right motivation from world-class instructors,
we're gonna pick it up a notch. It's the holiday season.
You might just surprise yourself with what you're capable of. Work out to thousands of live and on-demand classes, from running to cycling to yoga. Try Peloton risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only, not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial. Peloton, motivation that moves you.